Hi, this is Victoria Worsley, and this is the first of a series of three little explorations on the theme of dynamic posture designed for actors, drawn from the Feldenkrais method. Find a place to stand somewhere in the room where you've got a little bit of space around you, and just feel how it is to stand today. Try not to correct yourself to whatever idea you might have of good posture. If you correct yourself now, you won't know how it is that you just normally stand. And if you correct yourself at the end, you could miss the learning that there might be for you in this little game. So how does it feel? What could we mean by that? Well, you could notice maybe what places you feel are working to hold you up. You know, sometimes it's the neck and the shoulders. We feel like that they're doing all the work to hold us up. Maybe you feel something in your legs. You know, is it in the calves or the shins or the thighs? It could be that you feel your belly working or your back. Just take a little minute to notice. Of course, you might not have answers to all the questions I'm going to throw at you. It doesn't matter. It's just the beginning of a conversation with yourself, or the continuation of a conversation with yourself, if you're used to working like this. And then where's the weight in your feet? You could notice that. Is it more in your heels? Do you feel like you're standing back in your heels, or are you on the fronts of your feet more? Of course, you might feel differently on one foot than the other. You might in fact feel that one whole leg supports you more or differently to the other leg. You could shift your weight a little onto one side and a little onto the other and see, you know, what's the difference? One leg probably feels like it's supporting you in a different way to the other, even if you can't put your finger on it. And now notice if you like to have your feet with the toes turned out more than the heels, or the heels out more than the toes, or somewhere in that direction. Or maybe one foot does one thing and the other foot does another thing. Don't correct it. Just notice what they're doing. And you could notice how wide you like to have your feet. Again, without some idea of what it should be, just notice what's comfortable for you. Some people are more comfortable with a wider stance or a narrower stance, and they have different qualities, as we will find out. You can listen to your knees and notice, do you like to lock them back, or are they a little bit bent, or are you doing something deliberately with them? Take a moment to notice your breathing, the places that move as you breathe, the rhythm of your breath. Don't do anything special. Just notice your breath so that you can come back to it through this little game and notice if it's changing. Take a pace forward. Not a big pace, but also not too small. A clear step, something comfortable. Don't leave the other leg behind. Catch it up as well. So both feet are now standing in this new forward place. And now step back again to the old place. Do it a few times. Step forward, stand with both feet in this place, and then step back again and stand there. Don't leave one foot anchored in the old spot. Both feet move. Now, could you make this simpler, easier? What does simpler mean? So see if you could catch the very beginning of your step forward. How much do you have to move from your initial position to be able to even lift the foot? Do you have to shift your weight a long way to one side or the other to lift the foot, to step it forward? Do you find yourself going backward a little first with your weight even? Does your head swing significantly through space as you step? Does it need to do so much? Don't fix anything or stop anything from moving, but just find a place to move from so that you don't have to do so much preliminary adjusting, maybe, that you could move more immediately, more simply. And what about as you step backwards again? Where do you need to start from to make that easy? And is there anything that you could do less of? Keep making it simpler, easier. Notice what you do with your breath. Do you hold it at any point when you're starting, maybe, or midway, or at the end? Do you need to? Could you simply stay with your breath and breathe easily? So now could you step to one side and back again? Both feet will move as before. So you take a step to the side and then stand fully with both feet in that new place and then come back again. Again, how much do you have to do to prepare to step sideways? Do you swing your weight in the opposite direction first? Does your head swing through space? Don't fix anything or stop anything that's necessary, but just see if there's anything you can do less of. Make it simpler. Is it easier to go to the left or to the right? Or no different? Or just somehow different, but not necessarily easier? Pause for a minute and just check in with how you're standing now. If anything is different in how you have your feet, or where you feel your weight, forward, back, how the balance is between the two sides, anything you notice in your back or your front or how your head is carried, maybe your eye line. Don't change it, just notice. Sometimes when we feel the imperative to move, we actually automatically pick a different stance, and that's pretty interesting. So now jump with both feet, just a little jump. How do you do that? Here you need to go down a bit to go up, no? You bend your knees a little and sink a bit and in order to jump up, yeah? So we have both directions, up and down in one movement. Make it easy, simple, doesn't have to be big. A little hop, if you like. Did you do anything else to prepare, though? Did you have to change your feet? Where do they need to be to make this jump simple? And what did you do with your breath? Do you hold your breath at any point? Do you take an extra big breath? Do you need to? Can you make this jump simple and easy? Pause for a minute. How are you standing now? Is there anything different? Now we're going to speed it up. I'm going to give you instructions. They'll be forward, backward, left, right, jump. Simple, huh? And you're going to keep up if you can. Are you ready? Here we go. Forward, forward, back, left, jump, right, back, forward, back, left, jump, right, jump, forward, forward, back, left, right, back, forward, left. Jump, right, jump, right, forward, left, back, jump. Okay, how was that? Did you keep up as things speeded up? You have to make things simpler to go quickly. Okay, so now you know what's coming. Let's have another go. Are you ready? What does ready actually feel like? Are you holding your breath in anticipation? Do you need to? Are you tightening anywhere in anticipation? Maybe more than you need to? Is there anything you can let go of and just be there, ready to go? Where are you on your feet now you know you're going to have to go in any direction? What's the distance between your feet? Don't correct it, just feel what you've chosen. How are your two sides supporting you from the ground up, your two legs? Has that changed? Okay, are you ready? Here we go. Back. Forward, forward. Left, right. Jump. Right. Back, jump. Forward, left, right, back, jump. Forward, back. Left. Right, jump, forward, jump, forward, back. Okay, stop. Stay exactly as you are. Breathe, but stay as you are. How are you standing? Notice your feet, the width between them, how they're organized on the ground, what you're doing with your knees, the length of yourself, your front, your back, any place that feels different, your eye line. In this next version of the game, could you widen your stance? So take your feet wide apart, considerably more than you normally would. And we're going to play the game like this and see how it goes. Always keep your feet wide if you can. Ready? Forward, forward, back. Left, left, right, left, right, right, left. Forward, forward, back, back. Forward, back, jump. Forward, forward, jump, back, left, forward. Right, back, right, forward, left, jump. Okay. Did you manage to keep the width? Was it easy to keep that, or did you have a desire to change it? What did it make easier or harder for you? Was it easier to go left and right, or easier to go forward and back? Or was there like all of it was easier, all of it was harder, there was no difference? It probably felt a bit different though in some way, the quality of it. You can think about sumo wrestlers. They have a wide stance in order to stay more grounded. And a wide base is often associated with stability more than mobility. But you know, these things aren't always true. You can think of tennis players waiting for a serve. They often have a pretty wide stance too. If you think about it, they're more likely to need to move left or right quickly. I don't know if that rings a bell for you. How is jumping? So now bring your feet so close they are almost touching. And through this version of the game, you're going to try and keep them that close. Okay, don't kill yourself, don't fall over, but try and keep them as close as you can. Are you ready? Forward. Forward. Back. Left. Left. Right. Right. Forward. Jump. Back. Jump. Left. Left. Forward. Back. Left. Right. Jump. Okay, just a little taste of that. How was it? Does that super narrow stance work well for you, or does it make you feel constrained in some way? A very narrow base is considered very unstable. It's easy to topple off a narrow base, but therefore topple into motion. But maybe if the stance is too close, it may not have worked so well for you either. Let's not try and fix an answer to this question and make a rule, though, because once we've done that, experimenting, learning, finding out, experiencing something new often stops. And as an actor, you might want to stay really open to surprising solutions for different situations. But it's something that you can keep playing with and noticing what gets in your way of being able to move in any direction and what enables you. So now find a comfortable distance between your feet and in your stance where you feel that you're ready to go in all directions. One last time. Don't make a kind of like cognitive, I need to be like this. Stay in the game. Just feel where you might be ready to move from. One more time this game. See how easy and simple you can make it. And stay in contact with your breath. Could you be able to breathe easily all the way through? Are you ready? Forward, backward, forward, forward, backward, left, forward, left, forward, right, back, left, jump, left, left, back, jump, forward, forward. Stop, breathe, but don't change anything else. Just feel where you've landed up. Is it somewhere different to what you chose at the beginning of this game, let alone right at the beginning of the whole segment? You might surprise yourself yet again. Just notice things like your knees. What have you done with your knees? Where are your feet? How are you carrying your weight? How is your weight supported from the ground up? What's your eye line like? How are you carrying your head? Do you feel longer or wider anywhere? Leave it. Just walk about a bit. Maybe you've got a different balance between your two legs, even as you walk. This isn't a solve-all for those who are concerned about aspects of their posture. but it can give you a different way of thinking about posture, that it's some place that you can move from immediately and easily without any preliminary rearranging of yourself. Feldenkrais preferred to call it actia, in fact, to have a more active sound to it, as it's really only some kind of middle place that we move through. We don't tend to hang around there. In reality, we live in a changing world, and actors, as well as fighters, need to be especially responsive. And that's what this kind of idea of posture maybe promotes. So enjoy, take a break, and maybe have a go at part 2 when you're ready. Or you could do that on another day.